The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Noshing in NOLA. While visitors can easily get lost in the sights and sounds of New Orleans' French Quarter, there's plenty to see and eat outside of the city's most storied neighborhood. Very few places in the world can compete with festive atmosphere of New Orleans. The energy felt across the city is hard to describe to people who have never been. When someone tries to explain it, the conversation likely turns to having an unforgettable experience in the French Quarter, drinking too many hand grenades and dancing to a random brass band playing on a street corner. One thing is for sure, there's always talk about great food. While a trip to the city is often considered complete only if it includes a visit to this historic district, it is important to note that with some of the best food can actually be found outside the quarter. As you make your way to NOLA for this year's Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola, here are a few restaurants to try in the surrounding areas that will ensure you experience the best of the Big Easy beyond the French Quarter. Jamaican Jerk House. The Ride to Jamaica Jerk House will take you through vibrant neighborhoods, including Faubourg Marigny and the Bywater, which contain some of the city's most colorful homes and street art. Once inside, order the oxtails, the meat falls off the bones, with a side of Caribbean mac and cheese. Vegans can eat here too. The Jerk Impossible Burger quickly sells out because meat eaters love it as well. D's Exquisite Seafood. The feeling of euphoria you get from one bite of D's exquisite seafood is enough to keep you returning to this restaurant time and time again. Get there early to order a char-grilled crab plate. All dishes include corn, potatoes, smoked sausage, and a side of liquid love, exquisite garlic butter sauce. Also, the answer is no. You can't order a bottle of garlic butter sauce to take home yet. Nice Guys NOLA. Nice Guys NOLA is a must for weekend brunch. At this eatery located in the heart of Gert Town, there's always a line. The next article is titled, Luxurious Lodging, 9 Must-Visit Hotels That Offer 5-Star Opulence. The Ritz-Carlton New Orleans. Synonymous with New Orleans luxury, the Ritz-Carlton was formerly the historic Maison Blanc department store. The hotel's grace and charm are evident in its marble floors, crystal chandeliers, and lush private courtyard. You will also be perfectly placed to enjoy the French Quarter's unique cultural flair. Rosewood, Brazil, inspired by Brazil's heritage, culture, and style, Rosewood is an urban oasis located in a neighborhood of historic and beautifully preserved buildings from the early 20th century. The property itself is gorgeous. Amenities include a cinema, a music studio, 2 pools, ample event space, and Rosewood's well-being concept. Hotel Barry Le Carl Gustave, St. Barth. Nestled on a hill above the port of Gustavia, the capital of St. Barth, Hotel Barrière Le Coeur Gustav overlooks one of the most spectacular bays in the Caribbean. The property contains just 21 rooms, bungalows, and suites, as well as a Villa Diane, which features 5 spacious bedrooms, each a haven of tranquility with a private terrace and superb views. The St. Regis Cairo, Egypt. Located in the heart of Egypt's largest metropolis, the St. Regis Cairo opened in January 2021 and quickly impressed visitors. The hotel offers outstanding vistas of the Nile and Old Cairo, state-of-the-art facilities, signature spa rituals, classic St. Regis traditions, and 7 thoughtfully crafted restaurants and bars. Pendry, Washington, D.C., The Wharf. The Pendry has quickly established its property as the hot new spot on the wharf for luxe accommodations and fine dining in the nation's capital. It's centrally located along the iconic mile-long waterfront, home to an exciting collection of world-class eateries, shops, outdoor parks, and live events and entertainment. Ritz, Paris, France. Did you really go to Paris if you didn't stay at the Ritz? One of the most famous hotels in the world, Coco Chanel lived here for roughly 35 years. The Ritz has 142 rooms, all of which are simply exquisite. Sandals Royal Curacao. Sandals Resort's newest jewel is situated on 44 acres within the exclusive 3,000-acre Santa Barbara estate and is a convenient 15 miles from the airport. The resort offers 351 luxurious rooms and suites that include lovely seaside bungalows. Top suites are not only equipped with elite butler service, but complimentary convertible Mini Coopers are also provided for guests who prefer to drive while exploring the island. W. Toronto, Canada. Centered in the heart of Toronto, the first W Hotel to open in the city made its debut in 2022 and has already become a cultural mainstay. The 3-year project, whose opening was delayed by 2 years due to lockdowns, boasts 3 separate dining concepts, 254 rooms, and a beautifully designed interior. The decor choices help to make its signature living room lobby feel as warm and welcoming as a home away from home. Rome, a Waldorf Astoria hotel, Italy. There is something magical about Rome, but what makes your visit even more special is having the Rome Cavalier as your exclusive accommodation. Perched on 15 acres of private Mediterranean parkland overlooking the Eternal City and the Vatican, the hotel offers experiences ranging from outdoor cabana spa treatments by the pool to tiramisu workshops. Best and Black-owned Ivy Hotel, Baltimore. This beautifully restored 19th century mansion is an elevated boutique hotel with 17 unique rooms located in the heart of Baltimore's cultural epicenter, Mount Vernon. The Ivy is the first and only chateau property in Maryland. Le Mansion Michel, Barbados, perched atop a hillside overlooking the sublime Caribbean Sea, along with the Platinum Coast on the breathtaking island of Barbados, Villa La Mansion Michelle combines the idyllic Caribbean lifestyle with five-star boutique luxury. Salamander Resort, Middleburg, Virginia. Sheila Johnson opened the doors to the Salamander Resort and Spa in August 2013, later becoming the only Black woman to wholly own a Forbes five-star resort, and she continues to reign supreme. The property exudes excellence in every sense of the word, including the caliber of its visitors. The next article is titled, Flying the Friendly, quote-unquote, for Us Skies. American Airlines is amplifying Black businesses. There's a reason American Airlines has been ranked one of the top airlines in the United States. Beyond the fabulous experience you'll have with its business class or in its Admirals Club, the airline consistently aims to prove that the friendly skies are now even friendlier for us all, particularly Black travelers. Over the past couple of years, American has made considerable advances in diversifying every part of the flying venture, from its staff to its lounges to the food that is served and the in-flight entertainment offered. Couldn't go to the American Black Film Festival this year? No problem. The ABFF channel is available as part of American's free in-flight entertainment. For over 20 years, the airline has partnered with ABFF to help uplift the work of Black filmmakers and to connect customers to diverse artists during their travels. The airline's food and beverage collaborations also helped set the company apart. Last year, American Airlines announced a partnership with Silver Spoon Desserts, serving their delicious bundt cakes on all domestic flights between 900 and 1500 miles. Now able to reach a broader swath of travelers, Silver Spoon founder Tamara Turner is on a mission to transform the meaning of silver spoon from a symbol of privilege to one of transformation, equality, and freedom for all. In addition, American's domestic first-class snack baskets feature cookies from the Black-owned company Partake. The baked goods company's founder and CEO, Denise Woodard, created her recipes using ingredients that would make sharing Partake's treats a worry-free experience, even for those with food allergies. American Airlines' flagship first dining in most flagship lounges and in Admirals Club lounges across the country also offers Black-owned Uncle Nearest 1865 Premium Whiskey. The brand, founded by Fawn Weaver, honors Nathan Nearest Green, a former enslaved man who is credited with teaching Jack Daniel how to distill whiskey. He became the head distiller at Jack Daniel's distillery after the Civil War. Another high-profile partnership initiated by American is with the James Beard Foundation, one of the most influential organizations in the culinary industry. The collaboration began in 2019 to help the airline find diverse chefs to curate menus in its flagship lounges, such as Chef Tiffany Derry, a two-time James Beard Award finalist, wine educator, writer, and consultant Julia Carney also consults on the onboard and ground dining programs. So if you're wondering why you might want to choose American Airlines, the next time you fly, some good reasons are all the Black businesses and diverse talent you'll be supporting when you do. The next article is titled, Easily Accessible Baby Moon Vacation Spots for Adventurous Parents-to-Be. These domestic getaways are perfect for strengthening your bond with your partner, your baby on the way, and most importantly, yourself. A vacation is a surefire way to gain a much needed refresh and respite, particularly for those who will soon be stepping into a new phase of life. This is particularly true for expectant parents. A quote unquote baby moon, a colloquial term for a getaway before the baby arrives, has become increasingly popular. The best time to travel while pregnant is typically the second trimester. However, consulting with your trusted healthcare provider is a must before confirming any travel plans when expecting. And as enriching as this can be, the planning process during such a delicate time can be a bit daunting. The good news is there are plenty of relaxing destinations just a short plane ride away that are ideal for a baby moon. We've rounded a few of them up for you to consider. St. Croix, USVI, known by locals as a smaller, more serene sister of St. Thomas, this island is a step into some of the lushest territory within the United States. Yes, you heard that right. As one of the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix is accessible without a passport if you're an American citizen, which makes your travel planning that much easier. With turquoise waters, sandy beaches, and talented artisans who create self-care products straight from natural sources, the island provides a serene opportunity to pamper yourself and reconnect with your partner as you both await the addition to your family. Fredericksburg, Texas. You may be surprised by this one, but hear us out. This Central Texas gem flies under the radar, but it's worth adding to your list. With its idyllic views, fine vineyards, and rich cuisine, you'll have an experience that offers similar vibes to Napa, California, despite hitting pause on the alcohol while expecting sans the pricey plane ticket. Savannah. When it comes to gracious southern retreats, Savannah is a top-tier destination to consider. Although only about a 4-hour driver or a 50-minute flight from Metro Atlanta, it feels like entering another world. Its balmy temperatures make it easy to slow down, while its swath of eateries and lively nightlife activate the senses in the best way. A bonus, Savannah's historic architecture and cobblestone streets will leave you feeling as if you have stepped back in time. Scottsdale, Arizona. Arizona is synonymous with beautiful deserts and warm weather, but Scottsdale in particular is often cited as one of the country's top spots for 5-star relaxation. The town is home to top-ranked spas complete with yoga programs, award-winning massage centers, and dedicated professionals who are ready to welcome expectant parents. The Caribbean's best-kept secret is the title of the next article. People from all over, including singles, couples, and families return to this Central America gem for good food and lush living. With over 240 miles of Caribbean coastline and roughly 450 islands called Cays, Belize is relatively untapped and incredibly beautiful. Travelers from around the world come to the island to explore its marine life. It is home to the second largest coral reef system on the planet. There are also mangrove swamps, jungles, rainforest, and ancient Mayan ruins. The country's lush landscapes are next level, but it was the coconut-infused rice and peas plus the fly mashup of ethnic groups that first sold me on Belize 16 years ago. In March 2023, I returned to San Pedro, a chill town on Ambergris Cay that I once called home, for the first time in nearly two decades. I wasn't on a solo literary pursuit, occupying a second floor walk up on the lagoon. Instead, I was introducing my six-year-old son, Journey, to one of the Caribbean's hidden gems, and admittedly one of my favorite destinations on this side of the globe. Getting to San Pedro isn't easy, but as with traveling to Dominica, the journey is well worth it. Flights from around the world arrive at the main airport just outside of Belize City. From there, travelers can reach their destination via boat and local flights. We took the aquatic route and cruised through the Caribbean Sea to Alea Belize, an autograph collection hotel nestled on Mar de Tumbo Beach, mere minutes away from the Belize Barrier Reef Reserve, flaunting three pools, including Belize's first ever suspended rooftop pool and lounge with 360-degree views, a full-service spa and gym, and modern studios, suites, and villas featuring their own private plunge pool. Alea was perfect for us. It's luxe with upscale amenities, but with a laid-back local vibe. The hotel offers complimentary golf carts for guests to explore San Pedro at their leisure. During our stay, we drove through town and across the bridge at the far north and leeward side of the island, over to Secret Beach, a stretch of shallow crystalline water. It has floating bar tables, live music, and even a water park in the ocean for the little ones to enjoy. Back at Alea Belize, we mingled with families from Brooklyn, Boulder, Kansas City, and St. John while enjoying local staples such as fried jacks, sweet plantains, snapper, and Belizean rice and peas. We even took a molecular mixology class at the hotel's piano bar and slowly sipped mocktails for my son, with ice cubes infused with rose petals and dragon fruit. Before you leave the island, take a half-day snorkel excursion with Belize Pro Dive and swim with nurse sharks in their natural habitats. You'll also encounter hundreds of different species of coral fish and invertebrates. It was a truly unforgettable trip, even more so because I was able to enjoy it through my son's eyes. The next article is titled A Small Sanctuary for Jewel Pearson. What began as the personal pursuit of freedom through tiny house living became a quest to help Black people take an unconventional path to home ownership. Though aptly described as tiny, Jewel Pearson's home is nothing short of grand. Resplendent in shades of black, white, and red, the residence, located 45 minutes outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, includes panoramic windows that open to views of nature, a cozy office that doubles as a lounge, a galley kitchen, a full-size bathroom, and Afro-Bohemian artwork throughout. Pearson has managed to create a dream home, an oasis designed to provide ease and restoration. This was always her goal. Before she took the leap to build a tiny house, Pearson fantasized about living in a lighter, simpler way. Once her daughter went off to college in 2005, the single mother began to downsize, going from a four-bedroom, three-bedroom house to, eventually, a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment. She initially planned to take up residence in an RV, but in 2013, after stumbling across another woman's abode, she found herself drawn to tiny house living instead. "It made sense for me in the long term because it was affordable," she recalls. "This is how I can get to something really nice that kind of fits in the mode of an RV, but has something more." In 2015, after the job she held at the time gave her an ultimatum to move to New York or take a severance package, she chose the latter. That became the catalyst for Pearson to focus finally on building the home she'd been pinning for. 8 years later, what started out as a vision sketched on graph paper has not only blossomed into her 480-square-foot sanctuary, but it has gifted her with an untethered life centered on freedom and joy. "I wanted to feel free from struggle and hardship," says the 55-year-old. "I wanted to live from desires and choices and not just requirements." Though her haven is a shining example of what tiny homes can be, Pearson's passion for downsized living goes beyond aesthetics. "My work is the intersection of art and activism," she says. "The art is my home, and my activism is for my community." Pearson is one of the first black faces on the tiny house scene, having been featured on HGTV. Known as Miss Bohemian Soul to more than 40,000 subscribers on YouTube. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.